Hello, hello.
I feel like burning the flag sometimes. Not because I dislike the flag. I love the flag. I love it. I love Thomas Paine. I love the college. The work of genius, this our Constitution. But what other flag in the world stands for the right to burn it? That's why we left Europe. So we didn't have to salute all these rich turds. That's what Jefferson is about. That's what this country is about. We've left that clotted up, impacted nations over there to come over here and have that free feeling again. And it's just a feeling. It's such a tenuous, ephemeral, delicate, diaphanous feeling that it's hard for us to hang on to. You know, especially when we're being bombarded from all directions. Look at me. I am the new Jew. I'm the new nigger. I smoke dope. I mean, what in the world can be more against the nation than smoking dope right now? And yet, why? I've never robbed anybody. I've never hit anybody. I've never hurt anybody. I've never kicked anybody. I don't honk the cars like they do in New York. I try to open doors for people. I try to do everything right. You know, as Christ said, if I do evil, testify of the evil, wherefore thou persecutest me. When are we going to say is, what right do them Indians have to get high and not us? I mean, I have been smoking dope for 30 years, and I have done it as religiously as I could afford. And anybody who's taken acid knows that when you take acid, you go into that with a whole lot more reverence than you step into any church. If Jerry Falwell wants to meet God, I'll introduce him. So don't ever doubt why you're doing what you're doing. We're doing it because we know that punishment and cruelty is not going to change things. We all know that. That's what the whole Christian trip is about. It comes to mercy. It comes to, you can't continue to build bigger prisons and put more cops on there and more cop movies and more cop videos up until finally it's nation to nation, wall-to-wall cops. And down here are the niggers, which is the dope smokers, the skateboarders, all the people that can't afford to do all that other stuff. We're dropping down into that level. The thing is, we're smarter than those people. Smarter. We're better educated. We're smarter. And I'll stand shoulder to shoulder with Jesse Helms over here and Barbara Bush over here, and I'll look God right in the eye and say, God, I did my damn best. Now, I want you to talk to these two guys about some of the shit they were involved in. We're elitists. And it's the only hope that we have got is to be elitist. They want to wipe us clean out of it. They want to turn it off until it stops completely. I don't know much more than that. You know, the question you're asking, yeah. Well, there's truth, and then there are truths. Truth is a delicate thing. If you're standing here and you see these two guys running down the street and they got on yarmulkes and they got long earlocks of hair and they're all dressed in black and they duck into this bush right here and behind them comes two guys and they're wearing SS uniforms and swastikas and they got Lugers and they say, did you just see two Jews go into that bush? What's the truth? No, the truth is no. No, the Jews went up that way. The truth is what God wants, not what the Germans want, not what your math teacher wants. The truth is every little instant you're treading around and trying to find what's the thing to do now? How's the best way to go through these rapids at this instant? Like the way these cab drivers do. You know, the truth is making it through the intersection of five abreast. And I'm just not getting scraped. We're coming through some tremendous times of rapids in the next, probably 15 or 20 years. And we're going to take our lumps. But all it takes is one person saying E equals MC squared. And it doesn't make any difference if it's Charlie Manson that says it. The truth is what he said. The truth goes out like that, and you just can't stop it. It'll keep going. I mean, Bush and them are going to... What this all was about, we all know what it was about. It was about the military. The military suffered a tremendous defeat after Vietnam. Not just American military, worldwide. The military. Now they're back on top. That's who runs things. As they used to say in the 60s, the military-industrial complex. It always has, and probably always will. I used to think that we were going to flop it over and we were going to win. That's when we begin to hedge on the truth. You're talking about the truth. I met, run for President McGovern one time, and after he had been defeated, I asked him, sat there and talked with him. Remember when he dumped Eagleton? Because Eagleton had some psychiatric... Lots of time renewed. They dumped Eagleton. At that point, he lost. It doesn't have anything to do with how many votes you get. It has to do with the choices you make, instant by instant, all day long. We all knew we weren't going to be student body president. This is not who we are. We're the other person in there that is not popular, but we're powerful. And powerful in a way that doesn't have anything to do with money or guns. It has to do with mercy and reaching out to each other, reaching across to each other. And that's our only way. I'm reading this Robert Bly stuff. I've become really interested in warriors. We're warriors. If you want to join this revolution, you've got to be a warrior. I don't mean a soldier. You've got to be a warrior. Like Gaston has said, you've got to have death on your shoulder here all the time. You've got to know the cops won't bust you. They'll put you in jail for 20 years. You're going to do anything that you shouldn't be caught at, you better hide because we're going through a bad time. But when it comes down to looking each other in the eye and saying, I will stand up and fight for what is true, the same way that Frederick Douglass would stand up and fight for what is true during the Civil War time. But he's a warrior. These are warriors. And we can be warriors without being popular, without being rich, without many people ever knowing it. Just be warriors, and pretty soon you begin to notice it in each other's eyes. You can notice it, and that's the power. We don't want any dogma. That's what's been so good about the dead. No dogma. They turn something on, and you look at each other and say, yeah, that's it. And yet I can't say what it is. There's no politics behind it. But it's something we are joined in, and we're not many, but we're warriors. And that's all I have to say.
They set him up. I mean, if you don't know that, then you don't pay attention. This is not theory. We all know that this guy was put there so that we would have somebody to take place of the communists. Because we've been on a war economy since the 50s. If we can't, if that thing begins to collapse, there's a lot of stuff up here that begins to pan out. There's a book by Colin Wilson. Anybody know who Colin Wilson is?
The Outsider.
You're dealing with
we're an enlightened crowd.
Okay. Okay, this book, The Outsiders, I did, this is a fiction, science fiction book. It's called The Mind Parasites.
Right. That's
a chilling book. The guy gets knocked in the head, and he comes awake in the head, and he looks around in his mind, and he sees these shapes in his mind. And those shapes see him, see them. And he knows that they have to eradicate the others. He knows that they exist in the mind. And the way they battle him is they try to press him. Try to press him. It's not a very good book, but when you get it, you know what's like. Last night we watched some Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde with Spencer Tracy. The reason that works is that's a fractal. It works. Steroids all the way to coke. It works. Anytime you think this doesn't do. When did the grass, I didn't know the grass, but anybody want to go out and conquer the world?
When did you know that?
In the 1700s, it was illegal to do grow marijuana.
Or that kind of pioneered the whole hemp consciousness like 10 years ago. Were you aware of it back then? When did you first?
I did a lot of talks. I traveled around. I did. Don't show these shots of me. I mean, this. Here's what we have to face. Okay, let me tell you. Here's the new problem that we have to deal with. Is the job of the cops is to get evidence to get the search warrant. To go through the grand jury and get the search warrant. All they have to do is have a certain amount of evidence to show that there is they have a right to break into your house. Right to go through the clause of the Constitution. None of us here could stand for a search.
That's what Hunter Thompson was all about, right?
Yeah, that's right. And he got away. But then that he was surprised.
He also made the foundation out of it. So people who were not as well known as him can like put money towards helping other people who may have their same rights and freedoms.
So it's really important for us never to leave evidence where, say, if you're busted and they look at this, they can look at that, and I'll show that to the DA, and they'll say, hey, we have evidence of people doing that. Okay. They'll say, see, that it's really an important business. You can get by with it, I think, on radio. The best thing to do is wipe it up. Because it's against us, it will harm us, it won't ever do us any good.
Don't you think there's any value to, when people commit radical acts in public, but Kelly is running for, mayor sometime down south, so they have to get on the city hall steps or city council down south.
I've never seen any value in that. I'll tell you, there was a picture in Life magazine one time of George Jackson, a famous black terrorist, who had been caught and put in jail, and he managed to get a gun and take the gun to the throat of the judge. And he was trying to get out of the courtroom. This was a big cover of Life magazine. The shotgun is taped to this guy's throat, and this black guy's coming out there. He's got this first revolutionary look on his face. The judge knows something the black guy doesn't know. The judge knows they'll blow away 15 judges to shoot this black guy. It's more important to them to shoot the black guy than it is to preserve the judges. And the black guy doesn't know this. And after he had been killed, George Jackson's daddy says, don't anybody else do that. There ain't enough of us. Don't go get busted. Don't do anything dumb.
Who's running the show? Who are the real mind parasites?
The same old guys, the military-industrial thing. You want to read a book that'll make the hair on your neck stand up? Read The Spirit of Destiny about Hitler and all that occult business that brought that about. That's a scary piece of business.
Jeffrey Philip K. Dick, Dallas.
Sure.
All that Dallas reminds me of mind parasites.
A lot. I mean, Philip K. Dick was one of those guys. They were after him.
Yeah, that's
he's like Hunter Thompson. Hunter Thompson is paranoid because he's got a right to be paranoid.
You think it's beyond this?
We can remember it for you wholesale. That's what that movie, Total Recall.
Total Recall, Far Out.
Do you think it's beyond this dimension? I mean, do you get into those, like, other astral
I do.
Control?
I do. I think there are demons.
That are sucking our life.
I think there are demons, and I think that we are battling them, and I think they know we are battling them.
Yeah.
And I think we ever, and they have minions that work for them. And you can recognize these minions. Pretty soon you begin to know them, like this. Amon Corsigli or whatever this is. All these guys that are doing bad shit to people, those are usually working for demons. And used to be, thought it was just random.
Right,
who?
Salman Rushdie.
I saw him interviewed the other night. I don't know what to think about him yet. But, you know that if the demons catch sight of us, they'll come and get us. I know when I'm with that bus, it's not to keep that bus around the same place, out in the open. Very often you receive a great response right away. Then you receive two greater responses. The Grateful Dead played in Oxus Stadium last year.
made a huge bunch of money for Eugene and for the athletic department. Then there were 12 letters from 12 different people who said, we can't allow the Grateful Dead to come back here and play because this is saying that we are soft on drugs, and we're just showing that we are for the drug culture. And I kept reading these letters, and I kept talking about the same stuff, and then I began to say, no, it's not drugs. It has nothing to do with drugs. That's a smoke screen. It has to do with religion. They're a religion. And this other thing over there knows that they're a religion, and they know that they're threatening them where they are, because this is a religion that doesn't pay homage to the God that all the other religions pay homage to. This is a freewheeling religion, and they don't want that. The mind parasite God does not want the Grateful Dead. And the Grateful Dead, Garcia is smart enough to know that. That's why he always softens that dogma, keeps back from it, doesn't ever give him a clear target. Don't smoke a joint in public. It's like he run me. Got them, run out of dumb thing. I've seen him go up to cops and get beat up by cops over and over again. What does that prove? The cops will hit me with a stick? If we don't know that, my God, what do we know? You see, our problem has always been is that we think that we're going to win a popular vote. We're not. We never have in history. We never will. We're not going to win by popular vote. We were never meant to win by popular vote. People always say, well, what about all these people? What about all these people? Why not go try to get these people? Fuck the troops. Fuck the people. We're only a small number, and we have to survive. We have to survive, and never mind all those people that are going to be against us. We have to survive. We have to keep this little flame going.
You spoke highly today of Robert Bly. Did you have a look at him?
Like, no, I haven't.
He's doing great.
We've had tremendous allies. Robert Bly, Joseph Campbell. A tremendous ally. We've been taught by people of terrific enlightenment. Martin Luther King, a tremendously enlightened person and didn't even know it. He died to know it. We have had battlers on our side, you know, that can eat three George Bushes with a half a glass of Sauternes and not even bat an eye. Really powerful, powerful people. And all we have to do is know that and really give each other that kind of salute that keeps it going. I mean, I was talking earlier, you weren't there, I was talking about Lord Buckley.
No, I was there,
Okay, this was a powerful man. I don't know it's important to spread the word. I don't know that. All I know is that it's important to keep that word alive amongst a certain number of people. I used to think we were going to win in the 60s. Nixon went out, I thought, shit, we've won! We're kicked out Nixon. Then as years go by, you see, no. You never kill that.
The military kicked out Nixon. That's what that book Silent Coup says.
That's right. You never kill it. All it does, it moves out of the way. It moves over here. It's like that thing in Terminator 2.
No, eventually the battle will be won.
The battle will be won, but we won't. It will never be eradicated. Never.
Uh-uh. Is it that's our dark side?
I mean, I've talked to feminists, to women about this. If you could do it, would you reach in and actually kill out the whole macho chauvinist thing? No. Any more than you would kill out the scorpion or the rattlesnake. Nixon is as important as the scorpion and the rattlesnake. And we are the only people that know that. A lot of people say, well, he's Nixon. But we are the people that know he's a bad guy, and yet he's important. Faye and I walking around Broadway the other night. This one, I'm talking so much about this. We walked around and I saw a difference in something going on in Broadway. There's a change. There's a change that's coming around. And I don't know what it is. And we came back and talked at length about evil and pornography and degradation that's going on out there. And finally, if you really go into it and examine it, you can't come up with anybody that you can really put down. You always have to back up one step and say, hey, who am I to judge you? But finally, the only demon is that demon of not love. That if you can turn to Bush, and if you can turn to Nixon and say, hey, then you got him. That's the trick.
John Lennon.
It's John Lennon. It's absolutely, that's absolutely John Lennon.
I was reading that story during Christmas time when he walked into the room and it was just this fight. And he said, that's enough or something, and everybody pulled out.
But you're saying we need a little bit of shadow.
We need to get angry ever so often. We don't want to, as Spike Lee says, getting hit upside the head is no strategy. We got to be moving and maneuvering and doing stuff. Talking about the great tripsters, the three great tripsters, Roland Kirk, Lord Buckley, and Cassidy. Cassidy would do things that would impress you about him, but it wasn't that as time went by, it wasn't that it impressed you about him so much. It was that it opened a door to another way to react. One time he was driving back from Santa Cruz along the highway, and I knew that he had 28 outstanding moving violations pending against him. This cop pulled him up because he'd made a U-turn on this highway. Cop pulled him over, and oh God, I knew that Cassidy didn't have the proper license, and I knew everything was going to come down, the cop was going to take us all to jail. And Cassidy looked in the mirror at this cop and saw him come up, and I did too, and I thought, oh shit, really fucked. Look at him. The brim of his hat is polished. His sideburns are absolutely perfect. His boots gleam. You could shave in those boots. Everything is absolutely perfect. The guy said, came to Cassidy and says, can I see your license? Oh, yes, sir, officer. Yes, sir, officer. And recently, his license. The cop says, well, okay, you guys can go on down the road. And, you know, who would have thought about that? But what it made me think is that between here and here, there's thousands of little tiny choices that you can be making all the time. It's not this and this. There's all of these other little choices that are going on in between it. And Cassidy,
you can beat out the mind parasites there.
You got to be smarter than them. You got to be smarter than them. You got to be smarter than them. You got to be smarter than all of these things. And the way to do that, you got to be supple. And as it says in the Qing, you got to be gentle. You got to be adaptable and gentle. You have to know, this is what America can't figure out. I mean, any good martial arts instructor knows that yin is as important as yang. Giving yin is as important as going against. You can't continue to win continually pounding against something. You got to back off when it's time and go forward when it's time. Now, we all know that. It's simple. That's sophomoric. Do you think you'd make it understood in the Senate? I mean, look what's happened in this nation. What they have done is moved everybody who believes a certain way into a certain position and everybody who believes another way out of that position. And that's where we are. And if we were to give a test, if I were to pass out books up there tonight and give a written test about what would you do in this circumstance? How would you behave? What would you do if you found out that they were dumping toxic chemicals into your stream? What would you do if you found out that there was a child molester working at a daycare center? Would you stone him? What would you do with him? That the way we would answer this test would show who we are. We have more in common than we know because it's unspecified. Because if we ever specify it, they'll get us. We can't ever show our cards. We have to keep it secret. And slide by. We're important.
Yeah.
You know? That was an issue at the Rainbow Garden.
Who else is doing this kind of work? Who else is out
there? Lots and lots of people.
We're together.
And most of them are not together at all.
Yeah.
Orphans and place them in homes. This is a war.
We don't care about their politics. You say, it's a warrior. You're fighting in my army, and we're fighting the same battle. And that's all we need to know. We've got to quit, as they say in jail, we've got to quit trying to scope each other's credentials. When we know that we're warriors, like these guys came up yesterday, they really wanted me to support this cause, they got really angry at me because I wouldn't support it. I said, don't make me take my teeth out of the ankle of the monster, but bite at him up here where you're biting. I've got a good bite right here. Let me hang on, wherever I got it. Don't let me turn loose here. I don't know if my teeth would hang on. Okay, that's enough. Tell me about this.